It all started with minor earthquakes, then streams of lava started flowing, and now there are fears of toxic gases as the volcanic eruption in Spain's La Palma island intensifies. Tired residents are holed up in their homes as the eruption continues in its second week now. Streams of lava have destroyed everything in their path, more than 500 houses to be precise. Over 6,000 residents have been displaced. Hopes for the situation to improve have been diminishing. The volcano lessened its activity, but the eruption intensified within a day. This forced the authorities to issue fresh alerts. Residents have been advised not to venture out for now. Concerns over toxic fumes have been rising as lava streams move towards the sea. Experts say the entry of lava into the seawater will send clouds of toxic gas into the air, causing explosions and a fragmentation of the molten rock like gunshots. They say that it's too early to tell when the eruption will stop. Earlier, some experts had warned that the eruption may last for months.
As the director of the plan has explained, there are still two lava streams. The southern one has a very low speed and the northern one has split into a fork surrounding the mountain. The one in the north is on a step upward incline, so it has slowed down and it will probably surround the mountain, meeting again with the south stream, which is advancing at a greater speed because it's going through a valley with from east to west.
The lava is moving slowly, but fumes from the volcano have covered the La Palma skyline. People with pre-existing respiratory illnesses are particularly at risk. The eruption is so intense that it's even visible from space. According to the EU Satellite Monitoring Service, more than 18 kilometers of the road stands destroyed. The molten rock has destroyed houses, schools, churches, as well as health centers and irrigation infrastructure as well for the island's banana plantations, which provide nearly one-third of La Palma's jobs. The volcano started erupting on the 19th of September. This was its first eruption in 50 years. WeOn now available in your country. Download the app now. Get all the news on the move.